All right, well, I'll start with the obligatory introductory slide and tell you that the Asian citrus psyllid, or Diaphrina citri, is a vector of the bacteria that are responsible for Wonglongbing, or citrus greening disease, and this is widely recognized to be the world's most serious disease of citrus. A tree that's infected by this disease will often die within about 5 to 8 years, and in the meantime, it's producing this undersized, misshapen, discolored, and bitter-tasting fruit that is entirely unmarketable. And despite the huge economic importance of this insect as a vector of Wonglongbing, surprisingly little is known about the basic biology of the vector. So a few authors have noted variation among individuals in abdominal color within this species, and you can see there's quite a bit of variation in the terminology as well. And this is my attempt to reconcile this variation in terminology. So these are my terms up here on these photographs. And we seem to be talking about three more or less distinct abdominal color categories. So what I call the gray-brown abdominal color, blue-green, which is this sort of mint chocolate chip ice cream color, and then this orange-yellow color. In females, this orange-yellow color is clearly reflective of the presence of eggs in the abdomen. There's a bit more of a mystery as to what's going on with gray-brown versus blue-green psyllids. So we did a lot of different experiments trying to clarify the biology of the insect in relation to abdominal color. And I'm going to summarize most of the experiments that we've done. So we are interested in determining whether or not there's variation within an individual over time in abdominal color. If there's variation in the relative abundance over the season of individuals of different abdominal color, we want to know if there's a relationship between abdominal color and body mass, if there's a relationship between abdominal color and reproductive output, and if there's a relationship between abdominal color and the attractiveness of females to males. So this is all work that we did sort of in this big umbrella of trying to just clarify the basic biology of the insect and see whether it's important to the biology of the insect, abdominal color. So looking at abdominal color changes over time in individuals, this is a virgin females on top, mated females in the center panel, and mated males below. And we're looking at over the lifespan of these psyllids, the breakdown of the abundance of these different abdominal color categories on each day of their life, so across adult age. And then these black curves, these are the survival curves. So you see, the first thing you might notice is there's a lot of green on the screen. So this blue-green abdominal color category seems to be the predominant color. And there is this gray-brown color is relatively rare. If you look at mated females, you see this sort of gradual peak in this orange-yellow color. And again, that's reflective of the presence of eggs in the abdomen. So mating occurred here around 4 to 7 days or so. And then thereafter, for a few weeks, you have individuals exhibiting this orange color. This orange color is pretty rare in virgin females, although it does happen, so it's unfortunately not a perfectly reliable indicator of mating status, but it's an indicator of likely mating status. And there's, you don't quite get the view of this on this figure, but there are changes over time within individuals where an individual might be green for several days and then turn brown, or vice versa, although most individuals will maintain the same abdominal color, at least respect to gray-brown or blue-green, for long stretches of time. And you get some of these individuals are sort of this chronic gray-brown color, which is something that we're interested in, and I'll talk about later in a minute. With males, again, they're obviously not producing eggs, but this orange coloration is reflective of the internal reproductive structures. So these are the seminal vesicles and the testes. And apparently, as males age and senesce, and not many actually made it to this age, these structures become more visible through the abdomen. We also looked at the relative abundance of individuals of different abdominal color over a full year, looking at sticky card trap catches. And these data are more or less consistent with the data that we found in the laboratory, where this blue-green color morph appears to be the most dominant, especially in females, which are shown in the top panel here. In males, on a few of the sample dates, we got a few more of these brown individuals. And again, consistent with the laboratory data, these yellow-orange individuals are pretty rare, which interestingly, you see this little peak here in yellow individuals a couple weeks after the overall population peak. So apparently there's lots of mating going on, and then you see these gravid females showing up in the population. We also compared body mass among cilia of different sex and abdominal color, and found, not surprisingly, that these gravid females weigh the most. Also, individuals within each sex that are green weigh more than the cilia that are brown. And this suggests there might be something going on with feeding. Presumably, I mean, the pigments that they're producing are a result of a biosynthetic pathway producing carotenoids and blue bile pigments. And it's possible that these individuals that are green are feeding more or maybe feeding on better quality plant material, and that could be responsible for these differences in body mass that we're observing. But if we see these differences in body mass, it suggests we might see differences in fitness between these individuals of different abdominal colors. That's what we looked at next. So we did these four pairwise pairings of females and males of gray-brown and blue-green abdominal color. And they were paired for 48 hours. Then the females were transferred to a new plant every 2 to 3 days over a period of 3 weeks. And then we looked at the number of eggs that females laid and egg fertility. And we found, so here, this is the number of eggs that females laid in the top panel, and then the number of, or the percent egg fertility in the lower panel. So looking at those factors over time, plotted as a function of a female abdominal color. And we found that these blue-green females were actually laying more eggs in the first couple batches of eggs collected, and then about a week or so after mating, there were no differences, and no differences thereafter in fecundity. There are no differences in egg fertility between these females of different abdominal color, but I think what's interesting in its own right is this decline that you see in egg fertility and in fecundity, which is consistent with other data that we have showing that these females need to mate multiply to achieve high reproductive output. If we look at males, there's some interesting patterns going on. So these are the basically the same figure, but looking at fecundity and egg fertility, the number of eggs that females laid for females that are mated to males of different abdominal color. So we see that there's this earlier, sharper peak in fecundity for females mated to gray-brown individuals, and this later, more gradual peak in fecundity for females mated to blue-green individuals. And there's an overall difference in egg fertility, where females mated to a blue-green males had higher egg fertility overall. And so this is, to me, reminiscent of different sperm precedent strategies. I'm sort of wildly speculating here, but you might expect a male, in this case, the brown male, if he can induce the female he's mating with to lay more eggs and sooner after mating, then he would have higher fitness. But often males are transferring accessory gland products that are enhancing their individual fertilization success at the expense of the female's overall fitness, which appears that might be what's going on here with the female laying fewer fertile eggs overall. So certainly more work would need to be done to really clarify that. If we have differences in reproductive output as a function of abdominal color, we might expect that we'd see differences in attractiveness. Males might be less inclined to mate with a female that isn't going to have high reproductive output. So we wanted to test that. We did this petri dish assay where we crushed four females that were either gray, brown, or blue, green on the edge of the petri dish, introduced a male that was either gray, brown, or blue, green, and looked at these different parameters. So We looked at whether the male moved from that point of insertion. We looked at the latency to first movement. We looked at whether the male actually made contact with those crushed females. And if a male did not make contact, we recorded how close he got to those females. And we found that males responded similarly to females, irrespective of male abdominal color, but they responded to females of different abdominal color in different ways. So overall, there was a stronger evidence of attraction to these blue-green females. The males were more likely to move from the insertion point when assayed with green females. They took less time to start moving when assayed with green females. They were more likely to contact the green females. None of the males contacted the gray-brown females. And if they did not make contact, then they got closer to these green females. So they appear to be more strongly attracted to these green individuals, which is not surprising if these females are laying more eggs, at least early on after mating. So to summarize, we found that abdominal color can be dynamic over the life of an individual. The relative abundance of individuals of different abdominal color varies over the season. Abdominal color is related to the reproductive output in this species in both sexes and in different ways in both sexes. It's related to the apparent attractiveness of females to males, which has implications for identifying the putative female sex attractant, which is ongoing work. And abdominal color is related to body mass, which together with the above results suggests there might be something going on with plant quality, where these green individuals are maybe feeding on better quality plant material. And so unfortunately, I can't tell you exactly what the underlying cause is of this abdominal color, but it's certainly important to the biology of the insect, and I think warrants being considered in future investigations. All right.